getting set for what should be an amazing Super Bowl. I'm pumped for it. Tampa Bay, Kansas City, it's going to be great. That's what I hope for whenever the Broncos aren't in it, is that it's a good game. You know, that I'm entertained leading up to halftime, at least. And then, who knows? We'll see what happens. Kansas City, on paper, they should probably win this thing, but we're going to talk about it throughout the day. Colfax, I want your pick on this. I know you've been thinking about it. I know you've been drawing up the scenarios, looking at the matchups, and I'm going to need your pick at some point.
You got it.
I don't know if I'm feeling too good about my picks right now. Thursday Night Special started February off with kind of a dud. I mean, I was looking strong in the first half. I mean, the Nuggets were rolling. And Joker wasn't tearing it up. He was struggling. But they were finding a way to get... They were up. I mean, they outscored L.A. 28-19 in the second quarter. But they were outscored in the third. They didn't show up. 37-17. Joker only had 13 points and 10 boards. So our poll question is, and I'm already getting the hooligans freaking out. Oh, you're giving up on Joker. No, I'm asking the question. I lay it out for you guys to play it out. And then I will tell you what I think later. After last night's performance, after last night's game, how do you feel about Nikola Jokic's MVP status? Because we say, it's not fair. Listen, we can't say before the game that this is a huge opportunity for Joker on the national stage, going up against the world's greatest basketball player in LeBron James, going against last year's champs. You can't say before the game that this is big and this will help him in that quest to win the MVP. If you're going to say that, then you damn sure have to say after the fact that it hurt if he performed badly, which he did. I mean, he was shut down. This is the best defense in the NBA. So, do I still think that Joker has a chance to be the MVP? Yes. Did that game last night hurt his chances? Absolutely. MVPs don't have a lot of no-shows. They don't have a lot of those kind of games. Now, Joker had a double-double. He's getting into status. I noticed this last night, and this is not a knock on Joker, man. He's my guy. I mean, I want him to win MVP more than you guys know. But my job on this program is to try to be truthful with you guys. And MVPs don't typically have bad games. They might have games where they're not getting their average, but they don't have bad games very often. And Joker hasn't really. I mean, he has kind of changed this whole season. He's kind of gone from... Oh, well, you know, sometimes he doesn't feel like he needs to score 30. Well, he's scoring a lot. He's averaging a lot. This is the most he's averaged in his career. But last night, in a game where you have to be the guy, because again, I mean, we're going to go through this whole thing with Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr., but you are the superstar. Jamal Murray is not a superstar, folks. He's not there. And I'm starting to think, believe it or not, that I'm wrong about something. That I'm wrong. I was wrong about Jamal Murray. Now, he had 20 points, but that's a good night for him. That's a little above his average. But he's not there. So Porter is in the makings of being a superstar, but he and Malone have to figure something out because I'm not seeing it. I had Texter was a Dixon last night on Twitter. Said, is Porter in the doghouse again? Because Paul Millsap's getting way too many minutes. I don't understand. I'm not sure. It's a very interesting dynamic there. So, all that stuff being said, Joker has to be a mega superstar. He does. He has to be. And he wasn't that way last night. And you look at the box score, and you look at what LeBron James did. He had 27 points. 10 assists, 10 rebounds. Turn it over twice. Now, Anthony Davis only had 13 points. He had about the same stat line as the Joker. The difference is his defense, the thing that you don't put on the stat sheet. Denver looked great. They just came out at halftime, which is what they do a lot of times. They came out at halftime and they weren't ready to play. And this Lakers team, they won a championship. I don't care if it's in the bubble or not. teams that win championships and LeBron James led teams know how to come out at halftime. Whether they're up, they know how to hold on to a lead. If they're down, they come out with a brand new energy. And the Nuggets didn't have they didn't have what it takes to prepare for that. So I walk away from those kind of games and I go, how good are the Nuggets? Listen, the Nuggets aren't necessarily out of the doghouse that they were in. They started the season poorly, and then they started rolling. And I thought, all right, man, the momentum's on their side. They just worked Utah. They broke an 11-game win streak like it was nothing. So this team's, I think they're starting to get back on the track, on the right track. No Gary Harris, and that was a big deal. His defense is a big deal, whether he's scoring a lot. But they're not there yet. They're still a, listen, the whole debate about playoffs and which round they'll go, they're a top seed. They're going to finish with the top seed. But they're a lot further away from L.A. than I thought. First half, if you can do that, then you got a shot. But halftime, seven-game series, I mean, those it's all about adjustments. And you got to see if the Nuggets can make those adjustments. And the problem is, a lot of problems with last night. Who is your other guy? Because first off, you can't have this performance from Joker. He was minus 8, 13 points. He had 3 turnovers. He had 6 assists and 10 rebounds. Like, he's still going to give you the other stats, and that's great. But I need Joker to be MVP last night. That's what I needed from him. And he wasn't. He was good. So our Power to Play Sports poll question, after last night's game between LA and Denver, how do you feel about Jokic's MVP status? They've got 3 categories for you. MVP, they show up. Let's see. One rough game doesn't hurt his MVP chances. He's a great player, but not MVP material. Or, hey, you're just MVP show up for big games. 60% of the hooligans are saying, you know what? One rough game's not going to hurt his chances. It's going to hurt his chances. It doesn't mean that he's not going to be MVP, though, because Colfax, when you elect an MVP, when the fans go through, when we go through this entire vote, and it's a mix of all the media and coaches, whatever it is, you go through the body of work, and you are going to go, oh well, Joker was good, and they were like a fourth seed, but he was never huge in games against the Lakers. They play Milwaukee on Monday. That's going to be those are all tests. Yes, Utah, that's on his resume. That helped. Then you follow it up with a dud of a night, basically, as far as points go. Again, Joker's at that status now where guys aren't going to fight him for a rebound either. So he's going to fall over 10 boards. Not saying his stats are empty. I'm just saying last night, Murray was acting like he was going to go up and get the board. He sees Joker and he just kind of sits back. Joker grabs it. That's Russell Westbrook status. Which is not, that's not a knock. It's a respect thing. Hey, you get the rebound because, you know, your triple doubles mean something to this team. If you become an MVP, the Nuggets get respect. National media, more national televised games, that kind of thing. Whatever. But he has to be special. And LeBron James was special. That's what he does. James is special in these games. McClain, I have a theory that LeBron had something to do with Jeremy Grant not staying. Oh, we got the conspiracy stuff going on here. He paid him or blackmailed him or something, but LeBron had to do something to make the Nuggets less of a problem. You know, McClain, normally I take that stuff and I crinkle it up and throw it away, but who's the one guy that can seem to shut down LeBron James? And it's Jeremy Grant. But LeBron really doesn't care if he's on Detroit. That's an interesting theory. Does that kind of stuff happen? No. That doesn't happen. I mean, it's an interesting theory, McClain. McClain's in our Madden tournament. He got in. Got our Madden tournament tomorrow afternoon. I am so pumped for that. Someone's going to win a PS5. And if you didn't get in this time, that's okay. I forgive you. We're going to be doing these a lot, from what I hear, from the folks over at NoCo Mobile Gaming. So it's going to be a good time. Pete says, one bad game doesn't ruin your chances. One bad game on national highlight against the guy you're chasing hurts you a lot. See, that's a great point. Because LeBron's, you know, he's already up there. Kevin Durant is a guy you're talking about. Joel Embiid is a guy you're talking about. And when you are outperformed in an obvious way like last night from LeBron, that hurts your chances. The Nuggets kind of do this, though, don't they? They get a, okay, so I was talking about the All-Star votes. The All-Star votes, you know, Joker was third in the West, which is amazing. Only Steph Curry and LeBron James received more votes than him in the West. I think he was like top five vote getters in all the NBA, which is amazing. But the Nuggets do this. They get right there to the mountaintop. They're so close. And then they have that opportunity to take the next step to get to the top, and they just, they don't just fall. They like get pushed off by like a mountain goat or something. They get kicked. Jamal Murray was a superstar legend with inconsistencies in the bubble, but still, the media crowned him as a superstar in the bubble. He's right there at that mountaintop. He's right there as one of the top guards, and then what does he do this season? Inconsistent. And even his consistent high, even when he's inconsistently getting, you know, good, having a good game, still like 20 points, 24 points. He's not popping those big ones anymore, those 30-point games, 40-point games. So that's the problem with the Nuggets is they're a great team, but they can't get over the top. And would a guy like Jeremy Grant made the difference? Jermichael Green was fine, and he started. Why didn't Porter start? Why didn't you go? You were going big anyway. And see, McClain, you're throwing out conspiracy theories. I got that conspiracy theory there that Mike Malone and Michael Porter Jr., they have a tough time staying on the same side. And this dates back to the bubble because Porter had some, I don't know, had an interesting take about COVID. And Malone didn't like it. And that was a weird deal. The whole situation is how he got COVID and we didn't know about it forever. I mean, that was insane. That whole thing was weird. All right, Colfax, we have a special guest coming on the program. Hooligans, you've heard me talk about No Limit Collectibles a lot. I love this place. I went in there not too long ago to check it out. We're going to have the owner, Ken Yamada, on the program here to talk. He's going to give us his take. I mean, this guy has connections, like connections, Colfax. You want memorabilia? You want the best? You want the best cards in the game? He's going to be the guy. And we're going to talk to him about his business. He'll give us his Super Bowl pick, too. I mean, a guy that owns a sports memorabilia store probably knows a thing or two about sports. I'm just guessing. But I'm excited to talk to him. I want your picks today. Bucks, Chiefs, give me a score. That's what I want. I want a score, and I want like a prop bet, like something unique. I don't know. Something unique. That's up to you guys to figure out. 18 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. This is the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. We had a lot to unpack today. CSU beat Wyoming. That was close. Kelly Lyle knows something, doesn't he? He said, don't bet on that game. Don't mess with the spread. We'll be right back.
Keep up with your favorite high school basketball teams with Preps Radio on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA. Hear Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
22 minutes after the hour, welcome back to the show. It is the Friday before Super Bowl 55. Give me your picks, prop bets, all that stuff. I want it. Text us right now on the First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301. If you're new to the show, text KFKA to 970-478-1301. I'm excited for this next guest in here. Ken Yamada, owner of No Limit Collectibles in Loveland. I went in there a couple of weeks ago, and I just love the store. Ken, my man, appreciate you being on the show.
Hey, how's it going, man?
I'm getting geared up for the Super Bowl, man.
Yeah, me too.
You ready? I'm going to get your pick at the end of this thing. You have it in your head already, don't
you? Absolutely. Okay. I do.
All right, we'll get to that. But tell us about No Limit Collectibles, man. I'm a collector. Who isn't? If you listen to this show, you have some kind of sports memorabilia. Maybe you're into the cards game. You have everything there, man. I joke and I say, you're connected. It's kind of like the mob. You're connected.
No, I appreciate that, man. We do have a variety of stuff. We have sports cards. With the sports cards, we have a lot of basketball cards, football cards, some baseball cards. And we have a lot of Pokemon.
You have that side too. That'd be good. We do a nerd show on Wednesday nights. That'd be good for that too.
Oh, okay, cool. we have low end to high end cards. We have cards that's worth anywhere from 50 cents to anywhere to maybe even a couple thousand to $10,000.
Wow.
And so, you know, it kind of depends on a player that you're looking for. But we do have a variety of that.
Ken, I've always wondered, because like I said, man, we were talking about the 90s. I was one of those. I bought cards, and I thought owning Jordan cards was going to, I was going to be a millionaire, right? I have hundreds of Michael Jordan's cards, and they're not worth anything, because why? All of us were doing the exact same thing and buying them. What makes cards so valuable? You just said some are 50 cents, some can be thousands. What is it that makes, you know, what that makes a difference between those price ranges?
Well, especially right now in the card game, a lot of Michael Jordan rookie cards are skyrocketing, actually. So if you actually own a couple Michael Jordan rookie cards,
I have to take a look. A
lot of collector that's out there, I'm going to give you guys a tip. If it's graded high, or if it's even in really good condition, it's going to worth a lot of money. I mean, for example, two of them, PSA 10, sold for $738,000 over the last weekend.
Oh, my.
And I was in Texas at a card show, and I was there for 3 days. And just over the two-day span, on Saturday night, I actually owned a Jordan 9. And I let that go for $35,000.
Within
the hours.
What?
Within the hours this auction ended, that card actually doubled. So I undersold that card.
Oh, my. You sold that for $35,000 and then it doubled right after that?
Instantly, because
of
those two cards
gosh.
That ended at $738,000.
Oh, wow.
At auction house. It was insane. And so, yeah.
Colfax, we are in the wrong line of work. Write down some notes. We'll talk about this business later. But that's amazing, dude.
No,
so
it is.
Tell us about you and I were talking a little bit off air about this show you went to. And the amount of money just thrown around here for sports memorabilia, for cards, it's insane, man.
Oh, it is. I mean, I saw a deal that went down over $250,000 cash deals over just sports cards.
Oh, my goodness.
And to be honest with you guys, I'm not exactly sure how many cards were in play on that deal, but it wasn't that many cards, but it was just super high-end vintage cards. And, yeah, it was all cash deal was literally over... Over $250,000.
That's crazy. Well, what I love about your store too is you're going out to these places. You're learning, okay, what are the hot items? What are things that I can bring in realistically that, you know, my customers are going to enjoy, what they're gonna buy? And you're out there, you're going to these shows and you're discovering the items, you know, that we look at and go, man, I have to have that for the man cave.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, I gotta travel, gotta go, you know, Texas, Chicago. Might be going to Florida, even New York as well, but there's big shows out there, and I definitely have to be there to get those items. That's, you know, like you said, what's hot, what's, you know, what. And when I'm at the shows, it helps me show that what the other collectors are going after,
mm-hmm.
and so that keeps me up to date. It keep me informed of what I need to be going after as well.
What are the hot, so when I was there, I saw Jordans. You have Jordans in there. I mean, like tons of Jordans, and you know, obviously you have your. You know, pictures you can put up, signed jerseys and things like that. But what's like the hot item right now for you in this area? What's I mean, because I've had people ask, is it just local or are there national stuff too? Because people want to get in Mahomes stuff too, whatever. What's like some of the hot trends going on specifically in this area for you?
Right now, I would say a lot of sports memorabilia is selling really well. Definitely football stuff, but I can tell a lot of people are going after vintage old football players as well, Hall of Fame players like that. I think that, you know, some of them, unfortunately, they're dying off.
Yeah,
so a lot of people are just going after those kind of items right now.
That's interesting.
And, yeah, we have a few items at the shop right now. So
I'm trying to think of some of the things I saw that were awesome with older players, too. Like, there's the Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan photo that signed. Both had signed that. I can't remember what that.
Yeah, well, that piece is actually laser printed. It's not an actual auto.
Oh, okay. It's not. All right.
Yeah, unfortunately.
But it's still awesome
looking,
man.
It's still a really cool piece. But we do have, like, Gale Sayers. Larry Bird jerseys.
Saw that, too.
And stuff like that.
Yeah.
Our inventory does change all the time. I anybody that brings me in deals. I travel when I go to shows. I'm just trying to get new inventory for the show, for the shop all the time.
So, Ken, if I'm listening and I stop in the store and I love the store, but I see some, I want something specifically and you don't have it, can we talk about that? And you go, all right, I can try to track that down for you.
Yeah, absolutely. It doesn't mean that I always can, but I'll do whatever I can to find it for you and try to get it in the best deal as possible.
It's awesome, man. Yeah. I love it. When I was in there, it was so cool because you had like some kids checking out the Pokemon stuff, and then you had a daughter and a mother in there checking out the Jordans, and then some other guys were looking at the cards, and I'm looking around, I'm like, you have something pretty much for everybody in here.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in Northern Colorado, there's not too many shops that offers that, so that's why I thought, you know, it'd be unique and cool to create a store like that. Little bit of everything, little bit of shoes, little memorabilia, cards, Pokemon cards. But like you said, though, right now, Pokemon is actually really...
It's huge.
Oh, it is huge. Like, we were just discussing about Michael Jordan cards. I mean, let's talk about Charizard, the Pokemon cards, the first edition. I mean, the PSA 10 Charizard, guys, in first edition and selling for over $325,000,
are you
guys.
Kidding me?
I mean, seriously,
how do you even
guys
come up with that? Like, do you luckily pull that out of a pack, or how does that happen?
Yeah, and back in 1996 or 97, I believe that's when you pull the packs, and the packs are only like $3 to $5, I believe. And yeah, if it's in really good condition, it is worth some serious money.
I love your slogan, there's no limit to what you can collect. And collecting things is, I mean, it's so much fun to get in on that. I remember collecting cards. We always bring our binders in, right, with our sheets, and we'd trade back and forth. We got in trouble, like, because it's all we would do. It was like underground. We ended up going to the bathroom and started dealing cards in there. And, you know, people, like teachers walked in thinking we're doing something really bad, and they're like, what the hell? Oh, you're just
That's what kids do in the bathroom these days with Pokemon cards
out
here. Trading cards. Yeah, it's awesome.
So how did you get into this? Obviously, you've always been a collector.
Yeah. When I was young, I started collecting soccer cards. Originally.
Okay.
And so that's what got me into the hobby. And then I switched to basketball right after that. But, you know, I unfortunately got caught up collecting in the 90s, and that was the bad era. It was flooded.
Is it okay, because they were just printing cards left and right?
Yeah, it was just left and right. Ugh. And so, the market cards was just all over the place. So the market was just completely flooded. But now, again, I mean, they are printing ridiculous amount of cards again, but the people that's getting into the game, the hobby right now, I mean, I'm talking about people that's celebrities, actual athletes, that's still in the game, that's still playing.
And they're buying cards.
Of themselves.
Yeah. Well, it's probably because they grew up and they were collectors, and now they're like, I'm just going to collect a ton of cards of myself.
I mean, there's so much hype, and you see it on social media, on Facebook, to Instagram, even TikTok. I mean, you just see cards all over the place. And, you know, I'm almost to my 40s, and when I was collecting, you know, I started when I was like 8 years old. And I stopped when I was like 16, and I got out of the hobby for about, you know, a good amount of time, and I didn't even get back into it till like maybe even 10 years ago. But man, even within the last 10 years, this hobby has grown so much. I mean, literally maybe like four times as much as what I first initially got into. But then I go to the show, like just go to a Texas show, only, you know, over in 2 day span, a card that was Michael Jordan card that was only worth, you know, 35 to 40,000, doubled because of this auction houses. The auctions are ending at this ridiculous amount of numbers, and so that makes me wonder, like, man, what's going on, right? But it's the big players.
It's a lot like the stock market, right?
I mean, people that's actually in the stock market as well. I've met a lot of guys when I was in Texas. And there were actual stock investors that they're like, I'm getting out of stock and I'm getting into cards only.
Wow.
Because they're actually able to hold the card.
Yeah, it's yours. Tangible.
A lot of them do say, like, oh, I used to collect a little bit, but now I actually can buy the card. And that's the thing about it, too, I think. Something about that, when you were younger and you wanted it, now you are actually... You don't know, and you can buy it.
You can actually go buy it rather than, you know, buying box after box or pack after pack, you can just go exactly for what you want.
Right. So, yeah, man.
That's insane. What else, man? What else do we need to know about No Limit Collectibles? I mean, you, folks, when you walk in, it's exactly what we're talking about. You're going to find sports memorabilia. You're going to find cards. You're going to find Pokemon. And it's growing, too. You guys keep adding more inventory.
Yeah, and we actually have a lot of Funko Pops as well. And we do have some Jordans and some retro shoes as well. But with our shop, what we do offer is that we do offer grading for cards as well.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, so we can take your cards for you guys, and we can send it off to Beckett or PSA. Right now, though, the return time is really, really long, so I just wanted to give my customers a heads up about that. But we can do that. All the cards will be insured as well. Other thing, people, we can always trade as well. That's one thing that my shop, a lot of incoming traffic is, a lot of people bringing in their collections, their memorabilia, whatever their hobby is. And if it catches my eye, we can trade for anything. And so I'll even buy it, too. So
I'll bring in all my 300 Michael Jordan cards, right?
Hey, man. And
I'll see if I can get it.
That would be great.
Well, and Beckett, you mentioned the Beckett. You know, I mean, I would always look up cards and try to figure out, and I'd write down the price and see what it was. But I'd be curious just to look at that because I still have... I mean, I have tons of those dividers. I have tons of those cards, so it's really fun.
Oh, yeah. I mean, seriously, even like there's a lot of people like you that's out there that have cards, probably at their parents or their grandmas, or it's, you know, tucked away. And guys, I'm telling you guys, you guys are missing out on a lot of money,
dude. All right, we're gonna talk. I'm gonna bring in some of those cards at some point, and I got a card story for you. Do you remember that Michael Jordan, the electrified Michael Jordan? Remember those cards?
Oh yeah. Yep.
I don't know if it's worth anything, but I wanted it so badly. So going back to the card dealing days, a friend of mine had it, and I said, dude, I paid him $10 for it. So I bought it from him. I had it, and I put it in my back pocket. And it's not in anything, you know, like a case. And I went to recess like it was nothing. I'm playing around, da da da. And then suddenly it dawned on me. I'm like, oh no, that's in my back pocket. Pulled it out, and it was a crumpled mess.
Oh man.
Yeah, I wanted that card forever, and I finally got it. Nope, just
that happens to a lot of Pokemon collectors too.
They forget it's in their pocket.
It's always like that from a lot of Pokemon collectors.
Oh man, Ken, I know you and I are going to be talking too, because we do a lot of contests here, and we're going to be potentially working together on some of that stuff as well, as far as giveaways and all that. But
yeah, absolutely, man.
What else? What else can you throw out there that folks that we missed about No Limit Collectibles?
Let's see here at the shop. I mean, we do offer a little bit of everything, like I said, memorabilia to all the cards, to shoes, to even supplies. We are definitely actually looking forward to doing a show here soon.
Okay, cool.
So we were looking for a show date right now. We haven't anchored down a date yet, but we will be doing one in February.
Okay.
So I will definitely link up with you guys and give you guys a heads up on when the date will be locked down.
That'd be great, man. So what a show, what does that entail? Like, what are we talking about as far as people from all over come, or what does that look like?
Yeah, with the card show, what we do is I will bring in a lot of high-end local dealers that's been heavy collectors, and they go to shows just like me. And I will invite about maybe anywhere from 5 to 12 dealers. Kind of depends on the COVID rules, restrictions. But other than that, I will bring all these dealers, and they'll bring variety of stuff, any type of cards. Even Funkos again, to any toys, any gaming stuff. It'll be a unique variety of stuff.
That's awesome, man. Well, I look forward to that for sure. All right. So how about picks for me? Chiefs, Bucks. I hope it's a great game. It looks like it should be a great game. Who do you have winning this thing?
Man, every time I bet against Tom Brady, I always lose. But I'm going to go with my gut feeling. I'm going to go with the Chiefs. I'm going to go 27-24.
27-24. All right. So at least it's a good game.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a close game. I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people think it's going to be a blowout, but...
You know, last year I might have said that with the Chiefs. They just, and we'll talk about it a little bit later on, but they didn't really do that this year. They just found ways to win. They weren't necessarily flashy about it.
Right. I mean, both teams have pretty good defense.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the Chiefs underrated, kind of an underrated defense.
Oh, no, I totally agree.
Yeah.
I do. And so, yeah, whoever plays a better defense is going to win that game. But I do still think Patrick Mahomes should be able to pull it off somehow.
Do you think Mahomes is going to go to 10 Super Bowls like Tom Brady? I mean, so far he's off to a pretty good start.
I know, he is. We'll see about that.
It's historic, man. Both Brady and Mahomes. I mean, you have the greatest of all time and the future greatest of all time.
I mean, honestly, this is the best Super Bowl that we could really ask for.
See, I'm glad we're on
this. It's a great matchup.
You have so many Colorado fans like, oh, I hate the Chiefs, I hate Tom Brady. It's like, this is a great, it's a historic matchup. We should be pumped about this.
No, seriously, it's the Tom Brady, the GOAT versus the Patrick Mahomes, yeah. Maybe the next GOAT.
I agree, and for them
to even go up on a matchup like this, and Tom Brady to take the Bucs to this level.
A year, first year.
Man, guys, as a Broncos fan, I hate to admit this, but the Tom Brady is the GOAT.
Absolutely, man. And you're right. We're on the same team here. We're on the same. This is going to be an entertaining Super Bowl. Ken, appreciate you, my friend. We got to do this more often. Would love to get you back in.
Thanks for having me on.
Big sporting events and all that stuff. I love what you do. Caught my eye. You guys are, I think you're members of the Loveland Chamber of Commerce.
Yep, we sure are.
Saw it on Facebook. I was like, holy cow, there's one of these places in northern Colorado. So, Hooligans listeners, you got to check this place out. Ken, we appreciate you, my man.
Yep. Thank you for having me on again, man. Appreciate it.
All right. 12:40 the time. Let's jump out of here and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
This is Sefa Lufau, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. You don't come at all. You leave your peace at home, that's your call. It never paid to be merciful. Come heavy or don't come at all. Come heavy or don't come at all.
Welcome back to the show. I'm checking out our website. We go through stats and stuff. I wrote a Deep Thoughts from a Wandering Mind blog about Tom Brady 2 years ago. It's titled, Why Do You Hate Tom Brady? And people are clicking that today and reading it. Well, just an FYI, it's outdated. I think this was right around the time the Eagles beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl. But hey, that's the beauty of our website, I guess. We have all of our blogs available at any time. First Advantage text line 970-478-1301. Dude, that Ken Yamada, owner of No Limit Collectibles, he was fantastic. He was really, really good. Wow, Susan and Cheryl seem to like him. And there's so much knowledge there about this, about collecting. And I know a lot of our hooligans are big time into that. So you guys should check it out. No Limit Collectibles. They're in Loveland, the outlets at Loveland there. First Advantage poll question, or First Advantage text line is 970-478-1301. Our Power to Play Sports poll question, Colfax. My goodness. After last night's game between LA and Denver, how do you feel about Jokic's MVP status? Do you feel MVP's got to show up for big games, and he didn't, so does that hurt? One rough game doesn't hurt his MVP chances, or he's a great player, but he's not MVP material. The reason I put MVP show up for big games, I put that there because that's where I am. One rough game, I'm not going to say one rough game doesn't hurt. It absolutely does. He is MVP material, but he has to show up for big games. So we'll take a quick break here. We blew way past the clock here, Colfax. What did Von Miller do that leads Broncos fans to think he is not coming back to Denver? We'll talk about that next.
Follow your UNC Bears all the way to March on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. No code now. Weekdays at 4 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
All right, so I'm a well-respected radio guy. I don't make it a habit of promoting other radio stations. We get in trouble for that, Colfax. So I'm just going to say a well-respected radio host in Denver, and you might know he interviewed Vaughn a few months ago, and Vaughn, that was the interview heard around the world where Vaughn was asked if he'd be willing to take a pay cut on the air just like a month after learning he was out for the season. So he tweeted out that Von Miller deleted all things Broncos from his IG page. And Colfax, I know I'm 90, but I do believe IG stands for Instagram, correct?
I think so, yeah.
And I have one of those. I don't know if I ever post on it. I just searched Von Miller. This account, Von Miller Athlete, has 1.9 million followers. So I'm going to assume that's the real Von Miller.
Does it have a blue check mark?
It does, right by his name. A blue, yeah, you're looking at mine, right?
Yep.
A blue check mark by his name. Look at us learning about social media. So that's his account, correct?
Yeah, I would think so. There's only 9 pictures there, though. But it's probably his and he just doesn't use it. That's what I would guess.
Huh. Well, anyway, there is another account, apparently, that this guy's tweeting, Zach's tweeting out, saying that he deleted all of his Broncos stuff. But you and I are on. Did he just add these just now? Just people are throw people back off because he has all Broncos. There's 9 pictures there, and they're all Broncos related, and they're all about the Super Bowl.
Yep.
There's a picture of him going after Tom Brady, him holding the Super Bowl trophy, him with Peyton Manning. So what am I missing here? And again, he only posted a few pictures. Did he go through and delete everything? Or is this, are there two? Does he have 2 Instagram accounts?
Is there a personal one we don't know about?
I don't know. Because, one of our hooligans, Tech, tweeted this to me. And I don't know if that's, I don't know. It's very interesting. Because this account, yeah, see, even people are commenting saying, there's 9 pictures. That's it. New life for Vaughn. A couple of texters here. You guys really need stuff to talk about on the radio. Listen, I'm trying to diffuse the situation here. I'm trying to diffuse it because we're trying to create something. Now, Vaughn has had a history of playing social media games. If you'll remember, before he negotiated his contract with John Elway, but we didn't know if that was going to get done. That was the infamous "good for you, bud." John Elway had maybe a couple of cocktails. They hadn't got a deal done, and they asked him about it, and he said that. And Vaughn had cut John Elway's picture out of when they went to the White House, and it was him and Peyton Manning and like Chris Harris, I think, and John Elway was there in the picture, and he cropped out John Elway and pasted that up on his profile picture. I mean, that was legitimate news. And then they got the deal done, and I think he put the regular one back. So I don't know. I mean, I'm not an Instagram connoisseur. I don't know that much about it, but it's interesting, isn't it? Unless there's 2 accounts.
I don't know. I feel like I'm missing something here.
Yeah, I feel like I'm not seeing the right account.
Yeah.
Or this is, but you said the blue check mark means that that's a verified, that's that person. That's Von Miller, the Von Miller.
Right.
Interesting.
Yeah. I scooted over to Twitter as well, and it's Broncos stuff there too. So it's not like, I don't know.
So I think that basically this, I don't know. I think we're trying to make a little too much of that. That's why I caught it, because we had a hooligan text it, and I said, all right, let me just look. I looked, and it's not his, it's a different account, at least. It must be a different account. I have no idea. That's weird. What does it mean? Who knows? Power to Play Sports poll question. What does last night's game do for you? Joker is still MVP status in your mind, or?
No, I mean, that was his shot to really be in that conversation. And possibly take it down.
Yeah, I mean, you have to have the big nights like that. Like, I still think he can win MVP, but you only have one more of these shots. Like, you don't have, like, you're going to play LA again, you're going to play Milwaukee again, but if you do one more bad game against a great team, that, I mean, this is the MVP we're talking about. And you guys can say that the award just goes to the stats. Well, okay, the guys that have great numbers every single night, and they rarely come out with a dud. So
and if you can force that dud on them, then that raises your stock.
Especially when you're the other guy in that conversation.
Exactly.
If LeBron's in that conversation, like Joker might be in the conversation, but if the guy that is really in that conversation shuts him down, his team shuts him down, then yeah, that hurt. Now, if this would have been against just like the Clipper, well, Kawhi is, I guess, one of those names, but against another great team, and it was just a bad game, okay, well, that still hurts, but it's not against your competitor in that race. This was against his competitor. So we got a lot to hit. We're going to talk more about the Nuggets on the other side. Also, I talk about Super Bowl 55. Get the picks out there. Shoot us a text, 970-478-1301. I got a lot to say on this matchup, man. I'm very excited about it. Tampa Bay, Kansas City. I can't understand, Broncos fans, why you don't like this matchup. Oh, I hate the Chiefs. I hate Tom Brady that he wins. I don't understand who you are as a person. This is greatness. This is history. This game is going to go down in history as one of the greatest Super Bowls to ever be played. We'll be right back.